Hello and welcome to another episode of the FPL Hangover Podcast, where we raise the bar and lower the tone on things FPL related. We are coming to you on Wednesday, the 19th of April. Game week 31 is in the bag, out the window, down the road. And now we stare down the barrel of free hit 32. And here to help me make sense of it all, my podcast partner in crime, Paddy. How are you getting on, my friend?
It's great to be back. I'm getting on good. Well, I'm actually not getting on too good in fantasy, but we'll get into that in a wee bit. But hello, Jer, and hello to all the listeners and to the millions watching on YouTube. Cheers.
What do you mean you're not doing too good in fantasy?
I mean, the last 2 weeks have been red arrows.
What was your red arrow this week? Like a K or two?
Last week it was like 1K, and this week it was, I think, 14K.
When you're up into the top 100K, like those rank shifts are minimal. Like I wouldn't be disheartened over that.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not too disheartened, but I mean, it's just not going the way I wanted it to be.
High standards. High standards, I respect.
You know what I mean? High standards, that's it.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is kind of, you know, obviously it's a free hit, so it's all kind of optimism, I suppose. I mean, do you get excited by this chip? Is this a...
No, this is probably one of the most exciting chips for me.
Yeah.
This is the best chip. I mean, the bench boost is meh, because it's only like four players. And fair enough, if you get it right and you do it with the double game, we can all can be a bit exciting getting all those points. But the free hit is a chance to just go nuts.
Was that a subscription we just got there, Paddy, was it?
Yeah, it was a subscription. Thanks for subscribing there, John from California. Thank you. It's fantastic. Make sure and rate the pod 5 stars. Thanks. So I'll put my phone in silent now.
Yeah.
The free hit, it's a fucking great, great, exciting chip. Why, you sounded surprised there when I said it's my favourite.
Yeah, I guess. Wildcard is always my favourite chip.
Sure, it's just technically a free hit, only it's longer. Like, I mean, and you have to plan for it. Who wants to fucking plan? A free hit, you can just go, oh, let's go fucking bananas. Like,
nah,
1 week.
You're right.
Let's just get your knob out and fap away all day.
You're right. I'm being a negative Nelly. I apologize.
Yes.
But before we get into what we're looking at for game week 32, we're going to have a look back at game week 31. How did you get on, sir?
Well, actually, looking back in game week 31, it's quite strange to see my real team, because I've had that many fucking free hit teams over the last week. So I got 62 points, the average being 55. I thought, fantastic, this is a green arrow, until those Liverpool bastards decided to fuck everyone over who didn't have their assets and put us on the red. So that's where my OR took a dive. My arrow turned green from red. Where was the big points? Well, Haaland, 24 points again. Delighted. Everyone has him. Watkins, though, 16 points. That was beautiful. I done a transfer, Rashford to Grealish.
You've done a transfer.
Yeah, that could come back and bite me in the bum, but we will talk about that later on. 7 points, anyway. Instant success. I'm a transfer genius. I'm going to start my own Patreon. I'm going to fucking start my own podcast. Everything's happening. Fernandes, 3 points.
You had your own podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm on your podcast now.
Fernandes,
3 points. But I caught most of the highlights of that match, and he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, you know, Matoma, 2 points. Saka, fucking 0 points. Gabriel, 1. Chilwell, 1. Thinking that Chilwell might have done something for me after me, you know, repaying his faith. And Trippier, 1. And Rea, 5. So I got lucky with those Rea points too, you know, because that was bonus and saves.
You would have got luckier if you had played Kepa. You got 6.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't all be fucking heroes, Jer, like you.
Well, no, I'm in the same position. I played Rea. I was just laughing.
Ah!
I was laughing because they both conceded and they both got bonus points and save points. And I was delighted with Rea's 5, just like you. But then seeing Kepa with 6, I'm going, ah, for fuck's sake.
Took the shine off it a little bit, yeah. But, I mean, I was talking about Chilwell last week and how I was going to keep him because he got red carded in Champions League and stuff.
And he did start.
He did. So I was justified in keeping him in that respect. But I think the transfer would always have been Rashford out for me whenever he got injured, and to take in Grealish.
Yeah, I mean, Grealish was obviously the, you know, the talking point last week, and he did deliver for his, you know, for anyone who put the faith in him. He got his 7 points, poxy assist, and a bonus point. Rashford out for him, I don't know. As you said there, you kind of alluded to the fact that maybe it's going to come back and bite you in the bum. We had a very short discussion before we hit the record button, and I was asking you a couple of questions regarding, like, how do you get Salah and Rashford back in for game week 34? And I think we were both kind of, you know, a bit befuddled by what way it was going to work and if it needs to work and whatnot. But you held on to Saka, as did I. That's why I didn't make the Grealish move. And yeah, penalty miss, but yeah, them's the breaks, kid.
Yeah, and just to interrupt you there a wee minute as well, Jer, you know, we're talking about my transfer. You know, I done something like a little bit exciting. Well, maybe a sheepish transfer. It was the talk of the day, wasn't it? It was the big move for Grealish in.
Yeah.
So I went there, and you were looking at maybe getting Saka out for Grealish, or maybe Rashford out for Grealish. Tell us what your big exciting transfer actually was this week.
I'm not ashamed of my transfer. It was a very mature move. I did Ethan Pinnock out for Nathan Ake. Obviously, you know, looking towards that double game week City in 34 and trying to have you know, the team ready for that, I decided, yeah, forgo Grealish. Just because I have Fernandes. I don't know if you can have Fernandes, Grealish, and Salah. I mean, obviously financially you can, but I also have the two Brighton mids. So, you know, you can't. I'm not going to play them all. And yeah, I'm not ashamed of it, Petty.
And then what happened? Then what happened, Jer? Get to the juicy fucking bit.
So then Ake, of course, as I knew he would, didn't play. He got restless.
Planned that.
Of course I did. I was hoping if he didn't play, he wouldn't. He wouldn't come off the bench for his 1 minute cameo, which he's done in the last few weeks. So obviously he didn't play. And then my boy, Tyrone Mings, off the bench with another clean sheet. This guy.
Jesus, Mings. He's coming into FPL lower at this stage, huh?
Well, for me, I still think his ownership is probably pretty fucking low. And if I'm being honest with you, like, he's obviously currently sitting in my free hit squad because, you know, I feel like I owe him one. But Moreno, the left back for Villa, is kind of turning a few heads and is maybe the way forward if you were like just getting on the Villa bandwagon now. But yeah, Mings, like, what a fucking 6 or 7 week period he's had. It's crazy. But I'm not ashamed, Petty. I'm not ashamed. I think, you know, the more I play, the luckier I get.
Well, that balances out, you know, your unluckiness there for playing Ray over Kepa.
Well, and getting
losing
fucking
out that big point.
Yeah, that big. But also fucking Saka missing the penalty. That was.
Yeah, that was fucking. And what about Bruno? I feel like we're a wee bit hard done by being Bruno owners as well. We haven't had any returns in what, 3-4 weeks?
I think it's 3 weeks. I mean, look, there's a lot of mitigating factors in the sense of Casemiro being suspended, Bruno playing deeper, Sabitzer, you know, all of a sudden, you know, taking the number 10, like the furthest midfielder for United. So there was a lot of mitigating factors, but this week wasn't, you know, it wasn't one of those cases where you're going, oh, well, I knew Bruno was playing deeper. Like, not by a long shot. The lad had, what, he hit the bar, he had a header fucking go wide.
He had no finishers.
He's no finishers, yeah. So one of those performances that you come out of it, and actually was speaking to herself after the match, and I'm saying, you know, when she saw that Bruno got man of the match, she goes, oh, there you go, you know, that's good, you had Fernandes. And I went, well, it didn't fucking translate to FPL points, did it? You know, yeah. I said it to her, you know, I was like, it's just one of those games where he's on, you know, he's pulling the strings and he's had such a great game, but it isn't translating, unfortunately.
Yes.
But does that mean then that he doesn't leave your team, Petty?
I mean, no, you know, there's two ways. Look, you could be very disappointed at that, or you could be very happy knowing that he's coming into some big games and double game weeks, yeah. And that's what you want to see. So, I mean, by no means is that's this is where you're hoping the casual motherfuckers get rid of him. They're like, right, I've had enough. He's race transferred out. And us professional and semi-professional managers like ourselves and some very small percentage of the listeners decide to hold him. And that's where you'll make up the ground. It's probably the same with Saka nearly, you know what I mean?
In the sense of you keep him?
Yeah, and then...
No, you can't be keeping him, because then how the fuck do you get Salah?
Oh, well, I'm not keeping him, but I mean, like, it's in the same sense that, of course, Saka's going to explode now someday soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm hoping it's this week, because I'm going into 32 with him. It's still in the team.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you touched on your transfer there, Grealish, to Rashford. We've gotten news today, and pictures have been released that Rashford and Luke Shaw are back in training.
They are back. They're on the plane. They're on the plane to Seville.
Yeah. Does that kind of worry you?
Fear into my heart?
Yeah.
Yes. Very much so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting, I'm looking at my team there. It's on the screen. And, yeah. Delighted I didn't make that move last week. Grealish is 7 points. So you can go to hell. But, I'm not, you know, I'm a little worried that, you know, he kind of, that double game week in 34 all of a sudden, you know, he's rested for one of them. You know what I mean? But I guess you just can't think like that, can you?
I know. That's what I'm using to make myself feel good about not having him. So I'm like, no, we'll see. The Seville game, we'll see. That'll tell a story.
Yeah, if he gets a few minutes against Seville, you know, especially if United don't need him, we'll say United kind of are a couple of goals up, you know, touch wood, and he still gets a few minutes, you're thinking, like, he's been saved for the cup final.
Right, well, he's not going to start against Seville, right?
Yeah. He's not going to start. No, I don't think so.
He's going to come on maybe 70th minute, 60th minute.
But it's how he comes on. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, if United are chasing and they need him and you're thinking, oh, is he just playing because he has to? It's a bit different than, we'll say, like, Diaz getting a few minutes there against Leeds on Monday night where, you know, Klopp was happy to lab him on. They were, you know, 5-6 goals up. And you're thinking, okay, this is him getting minutes back into his legs. But yeah, I guess we're probably overthinking it because there's only one thing we should be thinking about, and that's game week 32. Free hit.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you thinking, sir?
Right. About Rashford, I think I'm going to get him back.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about that for 32.
No, I know. Oh, for 32, are we going straight into
free hit.
Straight
yeah.
into the juicy stuff, right? So, at the moment, I think there's six players that everybody will have the same. You know, there is going to be a spine of players. I don't know if it's 100% correct, but I heard that there's like 70% of people inside the top 100,000 that actually still have their free hit chip.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to make a 30% gain. but look, the obviously we're all going to have Salah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think so.
We're all going to have Trent.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. We're all going to have probably three Arsenal players.
Yeah, I'm there.
Martinelli, Saka, one of their defenders, maybe Jesus.
Maybe Jesus.
Yeah, and then you're going to have your other defence made up of maybe Aston Villa, Mings, or White. So then you have a chance to have some maybe differentials, and that's where, you know, you can have a bit of fun or you want to try and climb the ranks a little bit.
Yeah. How are you feeling in terms of what way you want to play your free hit? Like, are you going... Because you did mention the word aggressive online and that got a bit of feedback, we'll say.
Yeah, I was... And I kind of was just using that word just to sound cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, well, I'm going to have to back this up a little bit. But aggressive as in, I meant a few differentials. So, like, I'm not fully locked into my free hit, but I have Son in there.
What?
Yeah, Son.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, you're definitely right in the sense of what aggressive means. Okay.
Yeah. Jared Bowen.
Okay.
Isak.
Jesus Christ.
Darwin Nunes.
It's okay.
And then I've Watkins still in there, Kilman, Konsa, Andres. But like these players, I'm not 100% set on yet. Like Son probably won't make it, but he might because I'm not going to have Kane.
But so let's just before like Son, okay? Newcastle at home to Spurs. What do you think is the score in that match?
Maybe like 7-0 to Spurs. Son. Oh, well,
in that case, you're 100% right. Yeah, no, in that case, yeah. Son is a good shout. I'm with you. But so, no, but honestly, like, do you see Spurs getting a win there?
I mean, they don't need to get a win. Like, if it's fucking 2-2 or 1-1.
Yeah, I mean.
And Son's involved.
Well, if you think you want to get Spurs, then and you're paying what, Son, 11 million, then surely you just keep Harry Kane.
Yeah, I know Harry Kane's in there. But then I wanted to get, you know, like maybe a couple of different strikers in there that might.
Yeah, you're really going for a goal fest in that Newcastle match with Isak and Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Newcastle win that.
Yeah, maybe they do. Isak, maybe it's like 4-4, Son and Isak.
I see 1-0 Newcastle.
It's going to be a fucking. I reckon there'll be goals in that game.
You look, I mean, I'm totally happy. I won't be happy to be wrong because I'm not going to be back at Spurs. But, you know, Spurs have historically been able to pull out a big win. And I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Newcastle at home. Newcastle just having coming off the back of their worst performance I think they've had this season, arguably their worst performance this season.
Looking for a reaction.
Looking for a reaction to a Spurs team that have been absolutely abysmal. Bournemouth just beat them.
Looking for a reaction.
Yeah, fair, touche. I mean, you could, but I mean, they've been looking for a reaction for like 4 months.
So what happens when two teams are looking for a reaction, Jer?
Would two tribes go to war? I don't know.
They just come together and like this fucking
to deliver a stale 0-0. That's what they fucking do.
It's bloodbath of goals.
You could be right, you know, but I won't lie. I haven't seen your free team. You haven't discussed it before we even hit record. And you shocked me with your first two picks. You absolutely shocked me.
I'm delighted.
What was the second thing you said after Son?
Can't remember.
Because I'm sitting here with, and I'll go into it in a while, but I'm sitting here with template fucking free hit, you know, template FC fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Just because of what I've seen after I had the team put together Sunday night. But you said Son was in there. Who else was in there? Jared Bowen.
Yeah.
Do you know, again, Bournemouth versus West Ham. Who wins that?
Another fucking, just two teams coming back for reaction. Just go straight in. Boom! Bloodbath goals. Bowen fucking hat-trick.
I think you're more likely to be right in that scenario than you are in the Newcastle match. But enough. Again, I'd be putting my money on Bournemouth, and I think West Ham have been shocking.
Yeah, but like reaction.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not taking into X reaction.
Yeah, you see, you need to fucking get on the bandwagon, and then Darwin Nunez in there.
That's the interesting one. That brings you to, you know.
No, they're all interesting.
Well, that's very true, but it's the one that's actually kind of a few people are talking about, because no one's fucking talking about Son or Jared Bowen.
Except for me.
Except for
the greatest mind in FPL.
You're definitely an individual thinker when it comes to your free hit team, I'll give you that. But Liverpool, you said Salah, you said Trent, they're both nailed in your team. I'm with you, 100%. Come on.
Maybe if Henry's listening.
Who?
Guys, top my money league. I'm trying to catch.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, fair enough.
No, they're nailed.
He must be having a decent season if he's up ahead of you. I mean, you're 80k. That's pretty fucking.
Yeah, he's having a good season. Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's 74 points ahead of me.
Oh really? That's a mountain to climb between here and the end of the year. So maybe just throw everything into your free hit. I guess that's something we should say in the sense of like we're both approaching this from decent ranks, you know, but if you're sitting there with a free hit and your season has gone to shit and you know, you want to throw caution to the wind, like, this is the week to do it. Just follow Paddy. Just do whatever he says. Like, they're the moves, like, as you said, maybe Spurs just go off on one and Son, because he did, was it last week he scored against Bournemouth? No, it was the week before. Peach of a goal.
He's been scoring. He's been there, about assisting, and you know, he's edging back.
Yeah, well, as I said, it's but it depends on what way you're going to approach it. Like, in the sense that, as I said, if you're looking to make some serious gains, you're going to approach this a lot more kind of aggressive, kind of loosey-goosey, whereas you're happy to just go with the obvious picks if, you know, you're not too concerned about your overall rank. But that then brings you to the Liverpool, you know, the kind of mini decisions you're going to have to make.
And lots of decisions with Liverpool.
You're not worried about Jota just keeping
Jota,
his place?
Jota, Diaz, Gakpo. There's like, Diaz is back now as well. Jota. There's lots there to consider, but I mean, Nunes, you know, I think his ex reaction is fucking off the scale from at the moment.
I wish we didn't have a formulaic way to title the episodes, or this was easily
this
be the title for this
the,
X reaction.
This is the one.
I've gone three Liverpool myself, but I've gone boring three Liverpool, as some would say.
You've gone what?
Can you guess what three are? Oh, I've gone boring.
Yeah, you've
you know,
Robertson, shock horror. Fucking Trent. And Salah.
What's wrong with it, baby?
You fucking... You're a Mourinho fucking FPL manager. I could probably name your team.
Okay.
And
go
you know what,
it.
Right? So you're playing a 3-4-3.
Yep, 3-4-3.
Right, thank God, because if you weren't, I was just about to hang up. Right, so it's Trent, Robertson, and Mings.
No. Two out of three. So well. Who's my goalie?
Your goalie is probably Rea.
No. Who's my four midfielders?
Okay, Salah, Martinelli, Saka, and Salah, Martinelli, Saka. Who else is there? You wouldn't go. Who the fuck could you go? Right, I'm going to your strikers. Watkins.
Yep.
Tony.
No.
You have Kane in there?
No.
No, you couldn't. Not with Salah there.
So I'll tell you, my three strikers, Watkins, Solanke, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And the fourth midfielder that you were stuck on is Eze for Crystal Palace. And then Trippier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's your little silver bullet, isn't it, Eze?
He's my silver bullet. That's the perfect way to describe it. That's exactly what he is. He's my diamond in the rough.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think he's going to be that... I think he'll probably be in quite a few free hit teams just based on the fact that they're at home at Everton and he's, you know, bagged... What was it? He got a brace there at the weekend and he got a goal the week before and an assist the week before that. So he's doing the bits. And it's, you know, it's the perfect little player that I don't want in my team long term, but really happy to take a chance at home to Everton. I've also got Johnston in goals. I think
is he out of prison?
John, I don't know,
he's got back as a goalie.
Yeah, he's snuck in.
Oh my god, he's got good hands.
You're on fire. John Stone for Crystal Palace. I think it's just a fixture. But you did mention Tony as a striker option there, and, he's someone I'm kind of thinking maybe instead of Solanke. Just because I think that Villa match, Villa at home to Brentford, or Villa away to Brentford, I think that could be a bit of a goal fest, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibe. There could be like a...
Brentford at home, Villa are very good attacking. Yeah, exactly, Paddy, you said it.
See that meme, did you, of the Villa and the Toy Story?
The Villa and the which?
Aston Villa and the Toy... Emery... holding fucking McGinn, and McGinn is Woody. As for people who are listening, and they're flying, you know that scene at the end of Toy Story where Woody goes, "I'm not flying, I'm falling with style." You know that.
It's Buzz Lightyear, isn't it?
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
Oh yeah.
So it's Emery's Buzz Lightyear, and he's holding Woody, and they're flying, and the car down below them is the Champions League, and and Woody is saying, "Oh, you're." We've gone past seventh or something, and he's like, "We're not aiming for seventh," and shows him flying towards seventh. It's so good. I probably made a balls of it trying to explain it, but it's out there.
I like it. Yeah, Villa, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, where is that coming from?
I can't believe it. They're fucking flying.
They're absolutely flying. That's why I think... But I think Brentford, you know, are always dangerous at home, and yeah, I don't know, like... I'm just hoping for it. That's the one I'm just hoping there's a rake of goals in.
That's Yeah. That could be a gold fest, like all the other games I've mentioned.
But you've already given me fests. You've given me stick on my two Liverpool defensive options, and you know what? Yeah, look, I do think it's probably the blandest,
boring as fuck. But you know what? I know you're consolidating a little bit here, and
how
there's
dare you?
No,
how dare
there's
you?
No, yeah, I'm going to call you a consolidator.
Don't throw
you're
at
a
me. Don't you throw
you're a consolidator.
Don't you throw the C-word at me.
C-bombed you.
Don't you C-bomb me live on air.
I'm fucking C-bombing you. You're a consolidator. And I'll tell you what, I know why you're doing it, because you know those two have no chance of rotation. And where the all the and Salah, it's the safest fucking vanilla fucking starfish picks you could ever think of.
First of all, this is definitely the week that Tsimikas gets fucking Robertson gets a rest. Knowing my luck, but yeah, I do think it is. It's not though that I'm worried of rotation. It's I think that Robertson has got a haul in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too convinced on Gakpo, and I'm not convinced on Jota's minutes. Or Nunez is a minute. So, yeah, there is obviously a bit of X-Men's kicking in there. But I just genuinely think, you know, I don't want to have two Liverpool defenders for the rest of the season. I'd rather kind of be flicking between...
Your bean.
Flicking my bean between their midfielders. But for this week, home to Nottingham Forest, they were shocking against United.
Yeah.
They were absolutely shocking. You know?
So why would you not want to go more attacking players?
Do you not... Yeah, maybe I'm living in the past, but... I just think the beauty of one attack and return and a clean sheet. Like, that's just one of my favorite things in FPL. Mm. When a defender gets you a clean sheet and one, even I'd almost
and,
prefer
and
the
and then the BPS on top. It's like just the fucking. It's just like a Knickerbocker glory.
Yeah, it is. I've never tried that position, but you know, I'm sure it's enjoyable.
It's a fucking ice cream chair.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Well, knowing you, Paddy, how was I to guess that was PG?
I actually got a slap from I was out for we were out for lunch one time in a job. I was a young fella, and I was working in Dunn Stores, and we went out for our lunch.
Be careful here now. Yeah.
We went out for our lunch, right? Went up to like Chippy, fish and chips and all. And then the woman came, and I was with a few elderly gentlemen. And the woman came down the end, she sent some desserts, and I says, I'll have a Knickerbocker glory. And he fucking clashed me across the head. I,
we tell you.
Have a bit of fucking manners, would you? Don't know what the fuck he thought I was asking her for. Right? I was like, she's like, no, it's a dessert. And I was like, yeah.
So how many Knickerbocker glories did you get in the end?
I got just the one.
No, I mean, I just assumed your man went, oh, I've never heard of this dessert before, and it was a life-changing moment for him.
No, he didn't have one. He just sat there. He didn't give
mortified,
a
said he just bait a child.
No, I think there could have been like a little part of him that actually knew what a Knickerbocker glory was.
Well, don't tell me someone wanted an excuse to hit you a slap.
Come on, like
Paddy.
That.
You know, I mean, you're such a friendly guy.
I know, it's far-fetched. Why would he want to hit me a clash? But anyway, that happened.
No, that's a lovely, what was it you said to me? You should tell it at your wedding or something? No, like,
a great story, you should tell at your wedding,
yeah.
There you go.
But you've got Nunes, you've got Big Balls Nunes. Guarantee you won't have him come Friday. I know you'll chicken out.
We'll see.
What are your three Arsenal assets?
My three Arsenal assets are White, Martinelli, and Saka. At the moment.
Boring. You're giving me shit. White.
Yeah, but... White, yeah, but I think I'm just going to pull White out of there to fuck and just go, like, budget defence and go all out.
But why? Surely budget isn't an issue this week. I've got a bench of Madison, Batman, and Mings, and I've no intention
of... What about Wolves defenders?
What about them?
They're cheap, and I mean, like, not the budget is a big thing, but, like, they're playing Leicester.
You can't be coming at me with X reaction for the whole fucking show and then not expect me to say that for Leicester.
Yeah, that's true. But Leicester...
Look, I mean, like, being serious, I do think Wolves could easily come away with a 1-0 win there. I'm not expecting great things from Leicester, but, you know, if I... You know, it's a free hit, and if I was free hitting and I was swinging for it, I'd actually probably bet for Leicester. Do you know? I'd probably go on the likes of a Madison or an Iheanacho that they kind of put it up to Wolves. Because, I mean, you have to imagine Wolves are somewhat on
the... Iheanacho scored there last week too, didn't he?
He did, I think, yeah. It was a constant...
Right. I don't know. Here's another concern, right?
Go for it.
for free hitters that I think the people who are listening that don't have free hits can, to give them a bit of hope as well. Like,
because they need it.
Because they fucking need it. Because, right, we're putting a lot of eggs in a lot of baskets here. Like, we're going with probably 3 Liverpool, 3 Arsenal, fucking maybe 2 Newcastle. I mean, you know, maybe 2 Villa.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, the Arsenal and the Liverpool game, that's 6 players. I mean, if those games go to shit, and then you have the guys that have maybe a little -4 and they have a little sprinkle, you're easy, and a little consolidation of Robertson or whatever. You know, what do you think? Do you think we have anything to worry about?
As in putting all your eggs in one basket? No.
Like having 6 players from 2 fucking games.
That's kind of what, for me, the free hit is about. Like, in the sense of, like, you get to take a very microscopic look at the game and go, this week, these are exactly the results I think are going to happen, and these are the players I want from those teams. You know, it's usually you just kind of have to go with, like, oh, I think over this amount of games, like, they should get 3 or 4 wins, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I mean, Liverpool at home to Forest, like, that's, like, you have to be thinking, like, that that's the highest ceiling match of the game week. Arsenal at home to Southampton. Yeah, why? Like, Arsenal X reaction, you know, 2-0 fucking leads dropped in the last 2 games. They've kind of handed City the impetus to win the league. That's, you know, again, you're going to have to expect Arsenal to come at them all fucking guns blazing. So why?
Yeah.
Now, I did read or listen, I can't remember where I heard it, but I think it was Planet FPL, and I think they talked about Southampton's last couple of matches against the Big Six, and basically how they were not as goal heavy as you'd expect. If I'm butchering that and I have it arseways, apologies to the lads, but that's kind of what I've taken away from it. So that's in the back of my mind, but it isn't going to affect how I approach this game week. I want 3 Arsenal, and I've gone 3 attacking. Like, I want the 3 options. I am worried that it'll spread around, but I definitely don't want no fucking Arsenal defender. I'm surprised you haven't gone Jesus, if you ask me.
Yeah, but I had Jesus in previous drafts, and I'm still drafting here. Like, I'm still not set on my team. Do you know what I mean?
So you're Billy Big Balls all week, and then when it comes to deadline, you're going to just turn into a consolidator, is it? A dirty consolidator.
Basically, yeah. No, I'm going to have a couple of fucking wild cards in there, definitely. Yeah.
Who do you know is in your team? Like, in the wildcard side of things. Like, we've obviously talked about Salah and Trent and blah, blah, blah.
All right, like, I think Jared Bowen is going to be in there.
Yeah, I don't hate your Isak pick, by the way. But yeah, Jared Bowen, see, again.
I've been talking about Isak up. I was chatting about him last week. I kind of wanted a bit of Isak, and now it's my chance to get a little run of him.
And not be absolutely stuck to it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's so hard to like, I want some of those Liverpool attackers too, Gakpo or...
Yeah.
Like, Gakpo's starting a lot of games, but is he still going to now with Diaz, Jota, Nunes is back as well, but...
I think Liverpool will probably try to get a bit of form, you know, so I don't see Klopp going mental with the starting lineup. I think, like, Diaz has got a few minutes, but, I mean, I don't think he's probably anywhere near starting. That's just my impression. I haven't got any... read anything in detail about that, but I'd imagine he'll still be kind of getting weaned back in. He's been gone for quite a bit. I think Nunes and Jota, like, again, Jota scored, you know, against Leeds. I think he got the first or second goal. Either way, he got a monkey off his back, and I think Klopp will want to just basically kind of replicate that and build a bit of momentum towards the end of the season. So, yeah, I'm a little bit... I'm not convinced that Nunes is going to start. And, yeah, I don't know. He did come on. He got a goal or an attacking return anyway. So, he's kind of someone that if I'm swinging for the fences, yeah, easy. Because he's got, you know, he's got it in him to double-digit it up. But, yeah, I don't know. Captain Paddy, game week 32.
The captaincy, ah, it's got to be Salah, isn't it? I mean, like, fair enough if you want to mess about and have a few little picks in there.
If you were, if you were to,
I think that's just.
If you were to take a punt, I imagine it would be probably on one of the Arsenal players, is it? It's not really a punt, but.
Yeah, I guess you would go maybe Martinelli, Jesus. I don't know.
Yeah.
Saka seems to be. Just, off the boil.
I'm just thinking of those managers who are going to actually, you know, lean into the kind of rank-cutting differential team that they'd need or that they'd want. And yeah, I guess like you go Arsenal if that's if that's the way.
You really like? I mean, it can go either way. Like, I mean, it's nothing's. Nothing's promised when it comes to the captaincy. Like, you could have it on Salah, and this could be one of those games where Liverpool just are shite.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a load of game week free hit 32 chat. As I said, I've had my team up on the screen there, so if any of the audio listeners want to have a gander, it's over on YouTube. We'll probably be sharing them around the deadline time on Twitter as well, so feel free to hop over and, you know, drop a like or a follow and whatever, and just kind of see pretty much closer to the deadline where we're lying. Friday deadline this week as well. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Keep a, you know, don't let yourself get fucking caught on the hop there. And yeah, before we head away, there's the small matter of the FPL Hangover Mini League. How do you?
That is correct. And we have it here all ready to go. The manager of, wait, no, just one little second here, actually. We have to,
the level of professionalism, Paddy.
Yeah, well, we have to actually refresh it, because we only have 50 put into it, and there's a lot more than 50 people in the mini league now.
Of course there is. They're all fighting for their coveted hip flask.
Yes, so we're there now. Give us one little second. And we'll be up and running. But I think the manager of the week is... it's gone.
So I'll call out the top 10 while you're prepping.
Yeah, right, you there. Can do that. That would be great.
I'll save your bacon once again. okay, so top 10. Number 1, still Craig Rayner, Shapska Salah. Number 2 is myself. Number 3, No Kalu, Harry Jones. Number 4, Kraftwerk, Richard Wenger Kraft. Number 5, Emil Seedlick, The Invincibles. Number 6, Ailey Friel, Kelechi Eat Nachos. Number 7, Cancelo Culture, Tony McBride. Number 8, The Tita Suarez, Paddy Pa. Number 9, MBDT Fantasy Team, Adam Sands. And wrapping it up at number 10, Mighty Reds Wannabes, Andrew Mercer. So big shout out to those absolute legends in the league, still kicking ass. But I'm going to get you, Craig. I'm going to get you. There's only 29 points, and that fucking hip flask is mine. Postage in the bank.
You're having a great season.
Paddy.
Right, okay, so the manager highlights this week. The manager of the week. I feel like I'm sure I'm sponsoring something here, but the manager of the week is FIFA 2021. 98 points. Like, why the fuck would you call your team FIFA 2021?
That's a brilliant name. That is a brilliant name. Okay. It's just going to get better with age.
98 points. The biggest rise in the league, they've moved up 24 places, is FIFA 2021.
Jesus.
The biggest fall is Jack Spalding at minus 20. I love that name, Jack Spalding. Sounds like, you know, the anti-hero of, like, Jack Sparrow or something, like his nemesis.
Jack Spalding.
Yeah, and the best transfers this week are Bithin Mazurki. He netted himself 24 points from his transfer, so well done, you.
Woo.
Yeah. Couple of little other little stats here. The most transfers this season are Matthew, who is named FPL last, and he has 171 transfers this season. I don't know how that works out, but it sounds like a lot of fucking transfers.
That is crazy. Maybe he went mental on wildcard and just like kept changing his team.
Maybe. So let's have a look at the bench wankers. I always like a bench wanker. So this is the most points left on someone's bench. Can you guess how many points do you think it would be to be a bench wanker?
I've seen a few high benches this week, because a lot of people had the likes of Moreno and, you know, another deliverer. I'm going to guess 24.
Close. 28 points. That is huge. Just want to say there that our, you know, Bithin Merzhurji, I know I'm butchering that name, he had the best transfers this week. Is
Paddy, that could be written in English and you'd be butchering.
You're 100% transfers, okay? And that was Rashford to Easy and Chilwell to Alexander, Trent Alexander-Arnold. So,
yeah.
How nice was that?
Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you get rid of Chilwell for Trent?
I didn't have two transfers.
You only needed one.
Yeah, I don't know. Why didn't I? Why didn't I?
So I'm sorry.
That basically wraps it up for the mini league.
Yeah, thank you. It's obviously closed, so, you know, ignore any league codes that might have floated around the screen. But if you want to be in a chance to join next year, you know, hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button. All the usual mumbo jumbo. Paddy, where can our dedicated listeners and the new listeners find you online?
You can get me on Instagram at TheVikingDippers. You can get me on Twitter at FPLViking_. And that is where you can get me. Where can we get the podcast and where can we get you, Jer?
If you want to reach out and chat shit, you can you can
get banged.
I was like, where am I going with this one? You can find me on Twitter at FBLHangover. And as I said, if you just want to, you know, maybe spend a bit of time putting together a nice email, it's FBLHangover@gmail.com. Maybe if there's business inquiries, sponsorships, who knows? FBLHangover@gmail.com. The main thing is that if you do see the show and you've stuck around to the end, you know, make sure to give us a thumbs up or let us know, you know, what you liked about it, what you think we can do different apart from, you know, train Paddy up a little better to have some manners, just like that lad in the chipper did. But Paddy, would you like to say anything before we hit the stop button?
I would like to say have a fantastic Thursday morning on your commute to work if you're listening, and if you're listening to this evening, enjoy it just the same, and God bless. May your free hit chips be wonderful, and if you don't have a free hit, you're fucked.
Yeah, so wholesome. Enjoy game week 32, free hit or not, and more importantly, God bless.